Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A Monday Night Football preview, Eagles Chargers going at it. We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Monday morning market moves in about 20 minutes on top of the hour. 11 a.m. Eastern, we'll hand out our Monday moons. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Sam at SB Shoot on X. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski, the show, bet_sweats. All right, both teams going at it tonight with an 8-4 record. The Eagles, at the moment, are the 3 seed in the NFC playoff picture. The 8-4 Chargers, they are the 6 seed in the AFC playoff picture. The number now sitting at 2. It's danced around a little bit. There's a time this week when it got to 2.5. It did very early. It did hit the 3, but then that came right back down. So it's been sitting right around here, 2, 2.5. The Eagles are the road favorite. We know the Chargers have almost no home field, and this Philadelphia team, even though it's across country, we know going to that warm weather that they're going to have a crowd. They're going to be backed by their faithful Eagles fans. But the big thing here, Sam, is the Eagles are going to be missing some of their best players. Not only are they coming off an embarrassing loss against the Bears, giving up 281 rushing yards. Like, okay, extra rest. They're going to bounce back defensively. But will they? Because they're not going to have Jalen Carter. And as JLC just mentioned, on the offensive line, they're not going to have Lane Johnson. And their record with and without Lane Johnson, it's pretty staggering how bad it gets when he is not on the field. So arguably, your best guy on offense and your best guy on defense, not there for the Eagles, but they're still favored on the road.
You bring up Jalen Carter. I think it was Wednesday, the last show before New York, when I was talking about the Jalen Carter parlay, Georgia money line, Eagles money line. So that's halfway home. I have a couple of those that I would love to see settled the right way tonight. I didn't lay 2, 2.5. I just had Philly to win. The total has come down 43.5 to 42 at BetMGM. Offshores are 41.5. So you've seen some play, no doubt. Shorting offense, betting the under. Understand it. You know, these D-lines could have their day on both offensive lines. But I still think Philly's just better. Philly also hasn't played since last Thursday. Friday, when they lost to Chicago somehow. So they've had a couple days to get this together. And I do like Philly in this role, in this unwanted, unsexy, short favorite role. A lot of teams I'd run away from, but Philly in this role has been profitable. And I have no reason to try and buy out of this parlay. The one thing I did think about, though, I love teasing up when totals come down. And what I mean by that is, perfect example yesterday was Pittsburgh. You know, that total came down from 46 to like 43, and you could take the Steelers from 5.5 to 11.5. And there were some people, I'm sure, listening yesterday morning like, oh, how can you tease from 5.5 to 11.5? Well, very easily. I go through 7, 8, 10, and 11. And Pittsburgh won the game outright. But a math guy or a Wong guy or a professional would say, you can't tease through 10. Okay. Why? Why? It was the perfect teaser leg yesterday. So that just goes to show you that, you know, you can be unconventional in this space. taking the Chargers from 2.5 to 8.5 is probably a good look, and that would create an 8.5-point middle for me.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at the short favorites yesterday, how any of them did. God, why? I still can't believe Indy was favored yesterday in that game. We talked about it all week. Like, I don't understand. They never win there. They're favored. They end up losing outright. Of course, you got the Daniel Jones injury. That was part of it. Miami was a short favorite. Never close. They win and cover easily 34-10. What else was short? Minnesota closed -1, and that was 31-0. Wow, the short favorites did great yesterday. You know which one didn't, which ended up not being a short favorite, which I never understood? How about all that steam on the Chiefs? You go to the line right before the game. It's up to 5.5, I think. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. How are we getting here? And then the opposite once that game started going. I'm with you.
Oh, no. I just realized, you know what's going to happen tonight. So had to check because I forgot how my Chicago media contest did. I feel like I've been here 6 times this season. 2-2 with a Monday night pick.
I know.
I go 2-3 every week of this contest this year. Every week it feels like 2-3. So I am 2-2 with the Eagles as my final pick tonight in the pick 5.
I already told you what happened to me. 3-0 start. Broncos lose because of the Raiders field goal at the end. Mm-hmm. Last pick is this. Am I going 3-0 start and then 3-2 in the end?
Yeah, 100%.
You have with the Chargers way this year's gone?
Who do you have?
I have Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Chargers outright. Okay, I'm going to get off that parlay.
Oh, no. Oh, you suck. Okay, so what I also did, and I told you at the time I was going to do this, I made sure to follow through with it. In one of the revivals, I'm still alive, double pick week. I told you, for you, I'm going Green Bay Philly. And I did. So that one's pending.
Paul Aspen is 2 points out of first place. Paul Aspen has Eagles -2.5 tonight.
We're going to crush it tonight, guys. Yeah, we're good. Oh. We're good. Yes.
If we were in a bar right now watching Bet Sweats and it said Paul A, Eagles, Joe O, Eagles, Sam P, Eagles.
Chargers
what
winning.
What would we be doing? Yeah. Be like, oh, what are the Chargers to win the Super Bowl right now?
do you think that's going to be when they go to ESPN, they go to the game right before and everybody's got their picks. Is that going to be the case on the pregame show?
No.
Everybody takes Eagles?
No.
No.
No?
No. No. There's so much noise around the Eagles right now. Like
they're on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the numbers come down towards the Chargers. They're going to be on the trip. It'll be at least split. It will not be an Eagles clean sweep.
Were they all Chiefs last night?
Didn't see it.
I didn't either. You know what I watched last night? The Diddy documentary. Oh,
dude. Which one? There's been a few.
There's a new one. So 50 Cent put out a new one. I think it was last week.
What's this one on?
Netflix. So it's a 4-part documentary. Knocked out half last night. Dude, Diddy's obviously a freak. We all knew that.
Yeah.
Diddy's tied to like 6 murders I didn't even know about. I'm watching this documentary. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. I mean, you knew about Pac and Biggie. You knew that, you know, there were a lot of links to Diddy there, but there were several other murders or attempted murders where it all leads to Diddy and then he's found not guilty. And one of his old guys is in the documentary saying, why did I stay with him so long? You either get murdered or arrested or both. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like 50 did a great job. And I'm not even all the way through yet. I'm only through half of it. I would highly recommend if you're a fan of the 90s hip hop scene, or even if you're not, because 50 Cent is just going all in on Diddy. Like he bought the rights to the videos. Yeah, he just full on attack while Diddy's in prison, by the way.
And what he did to Cassie. I mean, I saw the last doc. That was what, 3 episodes, I want to say? The last one. I'm forgetting which outlet it was on. That was pretty good too. But now it sounds like I gotta watch this. Off time coming up.
a lot of docs that I want to get through.
Well, I got to last night, got through Bears Packers, and I'm like, do I really? I mean,
I didn't really want to watch Chiefs Texans. I did, but I didn't really want to watch it.
In the fourth quarter, I mean, I'm following the game on my phone on the Score app.
Yeah.
And then late in the game, when the Texans finally scored the touchdown to go up 17-10, I'm like, all right, well, I will bust out the game on my phone. I'll watch it on YouTube TV. But I was peeled to the Diddy doc. I think it's called Sean Combs, The Reckoning. Yeah, that's it. Sean Combs, The Reckoning, executive producer, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Awesome. Dude, that guy has made so... There's no doubt he's made more money since he stopped rapping, right? Like, all his business ventures? Like, he kills it, dude.
Could be. Yeah. Is he still... Didn't he cash out big on vitamin water?
Yes, that's what I was referencing. Yes.
He was one of the first guys in. He got $100 million from vitamin water deal. That's what it says. Good for him.
Insane. Dude, I gotta talk to him.
But he gets all of Diddy's old friends that used to be friends that Diddy screwed over, and they all sing like birds. And we haven't heard yet from Bieber. I don't know if we're going to hear from Bieber or Usher or any of the other young kids that he brought in. And, I mean, look at Justin Bieber right now. Good grief. The kid's warped. The poor kid. Who knows what he's been through. But, yeah, I mean, through the first two, there are at least three of Diddy's old confidants that are all like, yeah, he's a piece of garbage. And he sold all this money from me, and yada yada yada.
Did he have any of the girls from Danny DeCane on from making?
Oh
the
yeah,
band?
He had yeah the blonde.
Yes, can't remember Aubrey. Her name. Aubrey
yep.
O'Day.
Yep. 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 Exactly. She's in there.
Oh
yeah, they're all in there. 50 found everybody, and they're all like tweet 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 tweet. They're all upset. Because you couldn't. Back in the day, if you betrayed Diddy, your career was over. But now it's been.
But now everybody's
years.
Against him. Now everybody's
nobody
against
cares.
Him.
Cares.
So
yeah, nobody
you're not
cares
get in trouble. Yeah.
It's good. I would put it on the list for sure.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched. So it's about an hour, 55 to an hour per episode, and I believe there are four. I'm halfway through.
Oh, I'm in. I'm looking forward to it. Eagles Chargers, we're all on the Eagles, by the way. I'm sure we'll talk about it yesterday, depending what the result is tonight. This Chargers upcoming schedule, I mentioned them a few weeks ago about missing the playoffs. They're still plus 164 to miss. They've got Casey on the road, Dallas on the road, Houston, and Denver. That's not fun. Philly, Casey, Dallas, Houston, Denver the rest of the way.
What are you going to do with
face
that?
Houston. No, I think the Eagles lose this one, and then, I mean, rather, the Eagles win this one, and then you got a loss there. Is Casey going to, like, just kind of melt away, or are they going to fight here? They're going to Arrowhead fight next week.
They'll fight, but I can't get there on them to make. I understand the math.
No, I'm saying Chargers.
Chargers.
Chargers. Winning or losing.
I heard you say the Chiefs going to fight, though.
Yeah, in that game.
Let's see. Chargers to make the playoffs are off the board at MGM. I see minus 200, yes, and I would not lay minus 200 on the Bolts to make.
No way. No way. Mm-mm. And when that O-line goes against the Texans in week 17, oh, boy. Herbert, watch out. I hope you come out of that one alive. Doubt Denver's playing for anything in the last week, so maybe that one. But I think Chargers could easily miss, is my point. Because we're the three they're going to win, right? That's the idea that we're saying. You got to win 11 probably in that conference. Where's the three? I don't see it. At Dallas is tough.
The Chiefs, back to the Chiefs for a second. The Chiefs have a win total right now of 9.5. If you would have told somebody that the Chiefs would have a December 8th win total of 9.5, what would you even say? Oh, is Mahomes hurt, right? Is the entire defense hurt? Is Andy Reid in the hospital? Like, what would you have said? No, actually, they're pretty healthy. Relatively speaking, they're as healthy as they've been in a long time. They're just not a good football team right now. That's the win total, 9.5, under minus 200, under minus 250 at multiple books.
How are they getting over that number? They got a sweep.
They're not.
I'm not betting on that. I'm not betting on that to sweep. Dude, I kept seeing these tweets pop up. What was going on with Mercer? Like, people are mad about Mercer. Like, seriously?
Oh, yeah. They got a million tweets. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Matoy liked Mercer, and I bet Mercer, and I talked about Mercer on this show. Yeah. And they lost 47-0. It was awesome.
Yeah, that happens. Like, does it matter?
Apparently not.
You lose.
Apparently
fairly?
Not.
And it's
well,
Mercer.
You know what I've always said. You know what I've always said. If you give somebody Alabama, fine, they can get there by themselves. You tell somebody to bet Mercer,
that's like a double 47 loss.
Nothing. Yeah, even though
they didn't
it's
know
not.
The players. Yeah,
dude, these people. Yeah, and like Fox wants us to get more involved with social media and get into the comments section, and I'm like, the comment section is going to turn me into a lunatic. Like, it's going to turn me insane. But hop on in there. Get on after it.
No.
Get in there and mix it up with the gambling internet comments.
Yeah. There's a reason. Like, our last guest at the top of the hour, Jason Lockenfora, he's like, yeah, I mute every comment. I don't see any of them, so it doesn't really matter. There's a reason. Sammy P. All right, let's do Monday Moons on the other side. Let's be positive. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from Crimes of the Paranormal, Unsolved Murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.